Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Everyone's obsession with true crime stories. I watched another one on the weekend on Netflix, like American Murder Next Door or something, I think it was called. It's like number two in Australia at the moment on Netflix.
Yeah,
very
right.
good. Highly recommend. Another show that we recommend is something a bit more closer to home, Australian Crime Stories, that is on Nine, continues another episode tonight. So Mr. Adam Shan behind the show is going to join us again. He's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. I've always wondered why people wanted to watch American crime when we have so much here. I'm like, in Adelaide, oh my God, like, don't get me started, all right?
I know. Adelaide's got a dark history, doesn't it?
Well, we're doing one later in the series on your Dr. Colin Mannock, who was the chief forensic pathologist. I mean, that's an incredible story that no one seems to know outside of Adelaide.
That's right.
We'll get to that.
Maybe Adelaideans, I don't know what you'd say, Adelaide people have a bit of pride and they're like, oh, no, we don't like to talk about
it. We don't have a bad past. Let's not talk about it.
Maybe that's the thing. So tonight's episode is all about Florence Broadhurst, which is a really interesting case. What can we expect in this episode tonight, Adam?
Well, yeah, I mean, she was bludgeoned to death back in 1977 with a 4B2 inside her factory in Sydney. She's a wallpaper designer of some note, and she had so much mystery around her. This is like a game of Cluedo. We don't know who killed her. In fact, the list of suspects could be the Sydney phone book from 1977.
Oh,
that's a beauty.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
The constable who...
she had a few enemies.
Yeah, obviously.
So the constable who discovers her body is going on record during tonight's episode with a shock revelation. Can you give us a bit of a scoop? What is it?
Well, this is fascinating because, listen, the connection was always to John Wayne Glover, the granny killer of Sydney who killed a number of old people. And the display of the body, Florence's body, was similar to that of the granny killer's victims. My father was actually a forensic psychologist and actually interviewed John Wayne Glover many times. He said to the police, if you ask the guy the right questions, he'll tell you what he did.
Oh.
So they asked him, he said he didn't do Florence. So when this constable actually is on the scene, he pushes open the door of the toilet and finds her body. And the body had then been moved because of what he did. So the original crime scene pictures were not faithful. So it's always hampered the investigation and perpetuated a link to John Wayne Glover when there probably isn't one, in my view.
Okay. I've always had a high regard for psychologists, forensic psychologists, that actually go into a room with these people and ask them questions. Like, you've got to be a certain type of person, don't you?
Oh, yeah. My father, every Saturday, we used to drive up to our little farm outside of Sydney. He'd stop at these various jails. I'll be back in an hour. I'd sit in the car waiting for him. Come back and you'd know that he'd spoken to some heinous rapist or murderer.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, okay, let's move on with life, you know. He didn't ever,
wow.
He rarely discussed it. I wish I'd quizzed him more and I would have got more stories, actually.
Yeah, oh, I don't think he would have told you as a child.
Yeah.
All right,
I would have been right into it if I'd known.
Oh, yeah. I reckon, Adam, if you're okay with it, I'd love to play a quick little game with you, and it's one of our staples here in the show. Are you okay with playing a game with us?
Life is a game. Let's continue.
Let's do it. Let me set the scene here. We're playing a game called Jazz Band or Crime Syndicate. Adam, played it a couple times before. Basically, I'm going to give you a name, and it's either the name of a classic jazz band or a major crime syndicate.
See, I feel like I'm a bit of a disadvantage here against Adam Shand.
You are.
Who's behind, like, Australian crime stories. He's got all these books. Like, he knows crime syndicates.
Well, I better get it, hadn't I? If I don't get it, I'll be in trouble.
No pressure. Okay, here we go. Number one, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Are they a jazz band or are they a crime syndicate? Adam?
I'm sorry. It has to be jazz, that one.
Maddie?
Well, I'm going to go the opposite because I was thinking that they might be a crime syndicate.
They're jazz bands. Well done, Adam.
Point on the board for you.
Number two, Broadway Mob. Jazz band or crime syndicates?
Jazz band.
Maddie, jazz band?
I'm going to go jazz band too.
You're going to go jazz band too. The Broadway Mob were a crime syndicate.
No!
Whereabouts?
Broadway.
Broadway.
In Sydney. Shoplifters at David Jones in Sydney or something, yeah?
That's it. Still a Mars bars from the 7-Elevens. That's what it was.
big crime, big time crunch.
Yeah. All right. The Ramblers, were they a jazz band or a crime syndicate?
Oh, jazz band.
Definitely jazz band.
Correct. Well done.
All right.
All right.
Adam, you're on 2 points. I'm on one.
For the tie
or the
Maddie,
lose.
Or the win, Adam, the Wonderland Gang.
Oh.
Jazz band or crime syndicate?
Crime syndicate.
Yeah. Adam?
I'm going to go crime syndicate too.
You're both correct.
Oh, no. That means I still lose, though.
That means you still lose. Congrats, Adam. You are you can be a crime reporter still.
I'd like to thank you guys and Google for the assistance there as well. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention that.
If you could Google those in that time, that's quite impressive.
Australian Crime Stories continues tonight on 9 After the Block. Adam, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.